In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. As you noticed that we were meditating during the Great Lent in some figures from the Old Testament who were famous in fasting and prayer. We spoke about Nehemiah and Ezra. And I think Abuna spoke last week about Esther. And today, actually, it is not a figure, it's a book. Please open in your Bible, either English or Arabic, the book of Joel, Yu'il al-Nabi, Sifr Yu'il al-Nabi, the book of Joel. Joel is one of the minor prophets because his prophecy is only 3 chapters. But although they are only in size 3 chapters, but they carry a very rich teaching and meditation, and also prophecies we will see now in our meditation today, tonight. Did you have it already? It's after the book of Hosea, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Hezekiel, Hosea, and then Joel. Joel or Joel. The name Yu'il or Joel means Jehovah is God. Yu'il ma'naha Yahweh huwa Allah. Jehovah is God. And it was a famous name, was known in the Old Testament, especially among the Jewish people. Joel wrote his book before the captive. You know the Babylon captive? He was before the Babylon captive. He wrote his book in 3 chapters, or he wrote his book and then it was divided later into 3 chapters. But we'll take only some parts from the first 2 chapters. كتب الإنجيل السفر بتاعه في 3 أصحاحات بس احنا هناخد بعض فقرات صغيرة اللي تخصنا في الموضوع بتاعنا من الإصحاح الأولاني والتاني. I'll read once in Arabic, يعني one verse in Arabic, one verse in English, and vice versa, but I read what the opposite language I read. بيقول اسمعوا هذا أيها الشيوخ واصغوا يا جميع سكان الأرض هل حدث هذا في أيامكم أو في أيام أبائكم اخبروا بنيكم عنه وبنوكم بنيهم وبنوهم دورا آخر. If you be able to connect, I have the USB of Joel. I brought the USB, but I didn't find the laptop, unfortunately. That's why I asked you to have your to get your Bible. We will hear this, you elders, and give ear, all you inhabitants of the land. Has anything like this happened in your days, or even in the days of your fathers? Tell your children about it. Let your children tell their children, and their children another generation. This is a side point, but we pass on it very quickly. Look again, I will repeat it, and you will get it. Tell your children about it. Then there is a generation who will tell the children. and your children, their children, third generation, okay? And their children, another generation, four generations. What does it mean? It means what we call the tradition. The tradition in our church is that we give, the tradition in our church is that we give our children what we already have learned in the church, what we have received in the church. We give it to the next generation, and the next generation to the other, and to the other, to the other. And this is one of the reasons that the church is still alive and still keeping the doctrines of the forefathers from the beginning of the church. It is a sign point, but it means that we have to take care of this point very quick, very good. You are, as parents, responsible beside the church to teach your children, and your children will teach their children, and their children will teach another generation. What to tell? Number one, your aim. فضلة القمص أكلها الزحاف وفضلة الزحاف أكلها الغوغاء وفضلة الغوغاء أكلها الطيار. At this day there was a very strong beat. What sort of beat? Locust. كان في ضربة جراد. كان في ضربة جراد شديدة جدا جت عليهم. What is locust? Locust have four stages of growth. Of growth. To understand this verse, I will explain it, and then we'll apply it spiritually. What is the chewing locust? It is just the locust when it comes out of the egg. Out of the egg. It's called chewing locust. And it is not able to move. Very difficult to move. زي البيب, when the mother delivers the babe, يعني he is very weak, he can't move, he can't go. And then, number two, swarming. Swarming, when the locust start to cribble, yes, half like the baby before he starts, huh? Yeah, before he starts to walk, just to on his feet and hands. اسمها ايه? Yeah. When he starts just to move. Number three is the crawling. The crawling here, when the locust starts to have small wings, very small. He has wings, but he cannot fly. And then the consuming locust, when its wings grow normally, and then he can fly properly. These are the four stages of sins in our life. These four stages describe the four levels of sin. Number one, when it comes out of of the egg. What does it mean? It means that the sin starts to go slowly into our minds. Slowly into our minds. As if it is very disabled to conquer you or control you. And then, when you discuss, when you deal with this sin, it starts to move slowly, very slowly. It means that the bad sin will bring another sins and sins and sins with it and start to have an effect on your mind and on your heart. The third level, when the locust starts to have small wings through the carelessness, when I do not realize the dangerous of the sin, it starts to have wings, but these wings are not strong enough to let the locust grow. Through the carelessness and not stopping the bad thoughts and then the bad feeling, then it starts to grow in my heart. When I leave it without repentance, without regression, without correction, it grows. And then after that, when I leave myself, I don't care. Like what our children many times say, oh, I don't care. When they don't care, when we don't care, then the wings will grow and become a very dangerous destruction creature on us. This is the locust. القمص يبقى بيطلع من البيضة زي كده حاجة عجز على انها تتحرك. فكرة تيجي في مالك وتسيب الفكرة. وبعد ما تسيب الفكرة يبتدي المرحلة اللي بعدها حاجة اسمها الزحاف. تزحف الخطية جواك. ولما تبتدي تزحف 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 مش بتيجي لوحدها, بتجر معاها خطايا تانية بقى. يبتدي مثلا فكر مش كويس, وبعدين بقى تيجي تصورات مش كويسة وخيالات بقى مش كويسة, واسترجع بقى مناظر مش كويسة, وتجيب بقى وتبتدي شهوة بقى تبقى لاست كده جوايا, واسكت واسيبها كارلسنس. يروح جاي اللي بعدها اسمها الغوغاء. بالعربي اسمها الغوغاء. You know why اسمها الغوغاء؟ الغوغاء means noisy. الغوغاء اللي هي بتعمل دوشة يعني. فهو فعلا in this stage the locust وهو بيعمل ال 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 الوينجز دي, لما يبقى في مثلا 100 200 300 of them, you can easily hear the voice of all this group from apart. That's why سموها الغوغاء. تعمل نويزي وتبقى. And the fourth stage, when the sin becomes dangerous in my heart, when the sin, when the wings of the sin grow and then they fly, and when the locusts fly, they attack. One of the beats in that the Lord used against the Egyptians to free the children of Israel in the days of Moses was the locust. The locust came with hundreds of thousands and they destructed the land of Egypt completely. This is the sin when I leave it. Number one, number two, number three, and number four. This is the meaning of this part. What was the result? the result. Read with me. Number 5. اسخوا أيها السكارى. ابكوا والولوا يا جميع شارب الخمر على العصير. انقطع عن أفواهكم. صعدت على أرض أم قوية بلا عدد، أسنانها أسنان الأسد، لها أضراس اللبوة، جعلت كرمتي خلبة وتينتي متهشمة، قد قشرتها وطرحتها فبيضت قضبانها. نوحي يا أرضي كعروس مؤتزرة بمسح من أجل بعل صباها. Number 8. Here as if it's a virgin or a bride who lost her husband very early, and she became widow. Number 9. The grain offering and the drink offering have been cut off from the house of the Lord. This one of the signs of the destruction, that the house of the Lord now has no offering, has no drink. There is no offering in the house of the Lord. It means my relationship even with the church is broken. Through the sin that I left myself in 1, 2, 3, and 4 to get into my heart. Ilach, ilach, etc., etc., etc. Let us jump to number 13. When you go home, read the result of the sin. But now, what is the solution, my Lord? Will you leave us? Will you leave us like that? He said, no. Gird yourselves and lament. You priests first. The priests first must weep, must lament. I cannot be happy when I see the sin of the congregation increases and increases and increases. Carelessness grow into their hearts and my hearts. As a priest, I have to start with lament. That's why here in the altar, we lament, we weep, we cry out, we mourn. Well, you who minister before the altar, come lie all night in sackcloth. You who minister to my God. It's a very important. Yes, you are responsible on your sins, but as a servant of God, as a priest, I am responsible too with you. I have to give myself. I have to pray. I have to weep, to mourn, to lament, to wail, because of the sin of the people. What does it mean? It means the very important relationship with me and my church. Very important. Why, my Lord, should I weep? Why? For the grain offering and the drink offering are withheld from the house of your God. When we leave the church, and when we come to the church by body, not by spirit, or when we come to the church not for peace, not for repentance, not for regression, not for spiritual growth, for another reasons, socially or whatever, what's the use? Even if I come day and night to the church, my first function in the church is to bring offering and drink, to offer myself, to pour myself under the feet of the Lord, in his house. That's why one of the signs of the destruction was happened, that the grain offering and the drink offering are withheld from the house of your God. No one is offering anything to the church. You can say, so what? I can pray at home. I can have relationship with God at home. But look here, it's very important. It's very clear. This is the role of the church, is to help you. And also for your duty is to bring your offering and drink to the church. Because these offering and drink will be in the New Testament, the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. You present yourself whatever you can, and the Lord will bless it by dwelling in it by His Holy Spirit to give you the body of resurrection and the living, life-giving blood. What should I do now? Number one, consecrate a fast. قَدِّسُوا صَوْمًا. What's the meaning of consecrate fast? He did not say fast. He said consecrate fast. Consecration means I was consecrated as a priest. I was specialized as a priest. Forever, for good, for all my life. It means that I specialize my life to the Lord. Consecrate a fast means that give a spiritual fast, not change of food, not change of drink, but change of heart, as we will see in chapter 2. Consecrate fast means let this fast be a good chance for you to change your life, to make Netanya. Number two, call a sacred assembly together. Why? Gather the elders and all the inhabitants of the land into the house of the Lord your God and cry out to the Lord. Fasting, consecrate fasting means mix your fast with repentance. Mix your fast with depression. Mix your fast with changing of your life and confessing your sins. Here a very good remark. The repentance is not for the youth, not for the children, not for the elders. It's for everyone. Everyone, all the inhabitants of the Lord, inhabitants of the land. Repentance here, my beloved brothers and sisters, is for all. Not for just some people. Everyone needs to repent, to consecrate fast, to pour himself, to humiliate himself before the Lord, crying out to the Lord. Jump to chapter 2. The first beat, locust beat, we have explained. Unfortunately, the children of Israel did not care even about that. So what can you do, my Lord? I can beat them another beat. Why? You are kind. You are the lover of mankind. You love us. Yes, through my love, I have to awake you. If you are not awakened by the beat of locust, I will leave the enemies to conquer you temporarily until you humble yourself and come back to me. So the kindness and love of our Lord Jesus Christ does not mean that he will not awake us sometimes, but by leaving us in a temptation, but helping us from behind. But he leaves us. He leaves the enemies to persecute us, like what happens nowadays. Why? What is the aim of the difficulty in Egypt and in many other places against Christians, not only the Coptic Orthodox people? No. All the Christians all over the world are persecuted now. And if you read in the media, you will find everywhere there are troubles, mostly from the terrorists. Why? The Lord wants to say, come back to me. Come back to me. I leave the others to awake you if you are not having a sensitive ear and open heart to me. To come not by feet, but by heart to my house. That's why in chapter 2, you will find here the war of the enemies, because the children of God did not respond from the locust war. When you read from 1 to 11, you will find description of this war. Then again, my Lord, what do you want me to do? I'm still calling you for repentance. I'm still calling you for repentance. Read number 12. Now therefore, says the Lord, turn to me with all your heart. What's the meaning of turn to me with all your heart? Repent. Repent. With fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. Allah. Ya Rabbi, da انت عايزنا تعسى معايت ونبكي. خلينا نفرح ونقول تلاتين فرح كده وهي هي ونعيط. No. Do not betray yourself. When you fall in sin, we need to repent. We need to lament. We need to weep. We need to make metanias. Don't betray yourself. Don't say, peace, peace, but you don't have peace in your heart. Don't say, love, love, and you don't feel love towards everyone in your heart. Do not betray yourself. That's why the Lord said, turn to me with all your heart. With fasting, fasting. Disciplining your body. With weeping, cleansing your eyes as a sign of cleansing my senses, and with mourning. Why do I mourn? Lee. Because I have to mourn on my sins. On my sins. That's why in one of the fractions in the liturgy, the priest says, mourn, O my soul, for your sins that caused all these passions to your beloved Redeemer. فاحزني يا نفسي على خطاياك التي سببت لفاديك الحنون هذه الآلام. This is what we say in the liturgy. Allah. طب, is Christianity joy or mourning? Is Christianity happiness or sadness? No. This is the sadness that leads you to the true joy. True joy starts when you repent from all your heart and feel sorrow for your deeds, words, and works, and then the Lord forgive your sins, accept your repentance, and then there will be joy, festival in heaven, with one sinner to repent, much more than 99 persons who do not need to repent. Here, there is no contrast between mourning and joy. I have to be sad for my sins, but I have to have hope in the Lord who accepts my repentance and forgives my sins. There is no contradiction between the two. And do not betray yourself with all ربنا حلو ربنا حنين ربنا حنون ربنا كويس قوي هيغفر لي خطيتي اغفر لي يا رب خطيتي. No, it doesn't come like that. We have to fast, discipline my body, take care of my senses, وبعدين weeping for my sins, and if possible, mourning on my sins, asking the Lord to forgive my sins. So rend your heart and not your garment. Allah kelma di. Allah kelma di. Mazziqu qulubakum la thiyabakum. What does it mean? Let the repentance be from inside, from your inner heart, not from outside, not from the clothes, not from the garment, but from the inner heart. من جوه يبقى فيه ايه؟ يبقى فيه توبة. يقول كده, return to the Lord your God. Hopeful now, the spirit of hope, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness. Then first, fasting, repenting, weeping, mourning, and then I get the forgiveness of my sins. But not like that. خلاص أنا أخطيت يا بونا وأنا متأسف يا بونا, I'm sorry يا بونا, اقرأ لي التحليل and that's it. No. It doesn't come like that, easy like that. Because I have sinned in his sight, to heavens and in his sight. And I have to repent from all my heart. A repentance here need, as I said, to discipline my life and to train myself to control my senses and cleanse, purify my heart and cleanse my body. And then he says, he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness, and he relents from doing harm. Who knows if he will turn and relent and leave a blessing behind him. The last thing, taban, one of the results of repentance, contrary of the sin. شوف ايه بقى, 14, يقول ايه 14, a grain offering and a drink offering for the Lord your God. Leave a blessing behind him, a grain offering and a drink offering for the Lord your God. Allah. What does it mean? What's the meaning of this verse? This verse means that the Lord will give himself through the grain as the holy body, and through the drink as the precious blood. This is the meaning. What? That's why he says he will give us, he will leave this on the altar for us. Number 15, again, he said, blow the trumpet in Zion, consecrate a fast, call a sacred assembly, gather the people, sanctify the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children and nursing babes. The last point tonight is verse 28, the promise of the Holy Spirit. And this is the best conclusion that we can conclude our speech tonight with. It shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old people shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. And also on my Martians, men servants, and on my maid servants, I will pour out my Spirit in those days. And I will show wonders in the heavens and in earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. Blood and fire and pillars of smoke. And the moon into blood. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord. But let us just explain these verses of the Holy Spirit. He says that the Holy Spirit will come on everyone, man, woman, old, young, free, servant, maidservant, manservant. The Holy Spirit will be for everyone. The Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, is available for every single one of the million of millions. Not only Christians, not only Muslims, not only Sikh, not only whatever sect is. The Holy Spirit is available for all, for the free people, for the masters, and for the slaves, for the young, and for the old. But this Holy Spirit will come to your flesh. That's why St. Paul realized and understood this verse and said, don't you know that you are the temple of the Spirit, and the Holy Spirit dwells in your hearts? He took this from the book of Joel. So now we are coming soon to the end of the Great Lent. If you did not repent really from all your heart, hurry and repent, hasten to repent. If you don't fast, if you didn't fast like what Joel asked us to do, please fast. Feel that this fasting is a good chance to discipline your body and your soul and your spirit. If you did not weep on your sins, weep on your sins. If you did not make metanias, make metanias. If you did not confess from all your hearts really, accurately, in humble way, do it before the end of the Great Lent and before the celebration of the passions of the Lord Jesus Christ, which are crowned with the resurrection of our Lord and perfected by the dwelling of the Holy Spirit in our hearts. Glory be to God forever.